This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Live from Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man, Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
The Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey everybody, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That would be Perez. What's happening?
I'm a little stressed because we have too much show to get to today. So I'm going to share the things that I'm attempting to discuss today. And if I don't get to everything, then we'll discuss the rest on the Patreon Thursday. But Justin Bieber, fans are worried about him. Diving into that. Also, I'm sorry. I get it. But there is still a lot more Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to talk about. Plus, Britney Spears popping up and riling things up. Doja Cat, Gisele Bündchen, and more. But very briefly, because it's got too much show, I went to the South Point Casino here in Vegas over the weekend to see Sheena Easton.
Really?
And you would have loved that because, you know, she was a protege of Prince.
Sure. Sugar Walls was a Prince song.
Did she date Prince? Were they a couple?
I think there was something there. I know he was kind of obsessed with her for a moment, but I believe that was the... His guitarist, Wendy Melvoin, he dated her sister. And I think that was sort of in the same time frame. So I never really got to the bottom of that one, if there was some sort of tryst there. But
well,
I think
I
he did have a thing for her. But, you know, he recorded for the Bengals. He did Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
Like, he was always helping people out. He would always have things going on the side.
Yeah, I got to chat with her after the show, and I was not going to ask her that.
I wish you would have.
I know.
Is she married or anything?
I don't think so. And she lives in Vegas. She has for 20 years.
No kidding.
Yeah. She sounded amazing. I did tell her this. I said, you know, I go to see so many shows, and a lot of these young pop starlets sing to so much track. And I just appreciated that she was 100% live.
No kidding.
And sounded amazing.
Huh. Yeah. Strut, Sugar Walls.
Yeah.
I mean, she had some really
Morning
great
Train.
Songs.
Yep, oh,
Morning
I love
Train.
Yeah,
Morning Train was a great song.
I told my mom, and she knew that song. I'm like, wow, that penetrated from my Cuban mother to know one of these songs. Anyways, how's your weekend? All good?
Good. I really didn't do anything. I went out with some friends on Friday night, kind of hung in all weekend. Didn't do anything crazy at all.
Well, a lot of people went to Stagecoach this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the same place where they have Coachella, same stage, everything. And Post Malone got a lot of people talking because he performed at Stagecoach, even though he's not a country music artist, but pretty cool.
Yeah.
And from what I heard and saw and friends that went, they loved it because he basically just did a ton of covers. Like,
yeah,
it was cover after cover after cover.
He's a cover band specialist. I mean, remember he did the whole Nirvana album during pandemic. That was kind of cool. I mean, he's a very, very good guitarist and performer. And I like that about him. I mean, he could be on Beyonce's album, Taylor's album. He could do country music. He could play Nirvana. That song Circles to me is like vintage, almost classic rock. Yeah, the guy can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, like Diplo. Diplo will do Coachella and Stagecoach. Mm-hmm. Carrie Underwood also. She did bring out, although they've done it before, but still cool. She brought out Axl Rose and they did their Guns N' Roses song together. Yeah. And a lot of celebrities were there also. Megan Fox took Machine Gun Kelly with her. So they were spotted canoodling and having a really good time. Also, just a few hundred miles away, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were in the town that I call home, Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. They were here for a Patrick Mahomes charity golf tournament and auction event.
I'm surprised you didn't weasel your way into this.
I didn't know it was happening
really?
Beforehand. Oh. Yeah. If I would have known ahead of time, I would have tried to go. Although that was the same night as Sheena, I would have rearranged everything. I would have. It got very little buzz. Like, I didn't know jack shit about it until Saturday when I saw that Taylor's private jet had come to Vegas. And then I started doing my digging and I found out, oh, he's got this thing that he's going at. Maybe Taylor will go. They did. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I am not a conspiracy theorist.
You say that every episode.
I am not. But I am a hardcore Swiftie.
You don't say.
I know that words matter. I know the importance of language. And Travis Kelce, Taylor's boyfriend of almost a year now, got up and presented a package for everybody there to bid on. And it sold for tens of thousands of dollars, a few tickets to go to the Eras tour. Mm-hmm. And he said, I was speaking to my significant other who, you know, gave him this package to auction off. And he called Taylor Swift his significant other.
Right.
They've been dating 8 months, 8 to 9 months. I would not call somebody my significant other unless we've already discussed marriage and or are already engaged.
If they were obviously married, they're not. You'd say wife. You know, I don't think they're engaged yet.
Would you call? No, but I didn't say that. I said
no.
Either,
that's what I mean. I'm just that's where we're going.
Would you call someone you've been dating 8.5 months your significant other?
I don't know. I just think that's his. I don't think the guy's very thought out. I'm going to be real honest with you. I think that's the first thing that popped in his mind. Okay, that's really it.
Or they're already engaged and he didn't want to say fiancé.
I don't know.
I loved it. Also, you don't care, but I care. The official numbers are in, and Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, has debuted in the United States with 2.6 million units moved. Of that, she had a ginormous over 850,000 in just vinyl alone, plus more in CDs as well. She's now tied with Jay-Z for the most number one albums. Only the Beatles have more at 19. Jay-Z and Taylor have 14 number one albums.
Wow.
And yes, Adele sold more in 2015. I know Taylor Swift so well. That bitch is coming for Adele's record.
Did Adele really sell more?
Yeah, I think Adele did over 3 million. I think it was maybe 3.5. It was ginormous.
Yeah, that's before streaming too. That was like...
No, 2015 still was streaming era.
It was, but I'm saying before where we are now.
Yeah.
Today is bigger than yesterday where we are now.
And also I believe that Adele didn't put her album on streaming at first. So if you wanted 25, you could only buy it.
Yeah, I remember something about maybe the first week, right?
Yeah, the first couple of weeks, something like that. Like the first 2 weeks, I believe.
Was it? Yeah. I thought maybe it was the first couple of days, but yeah, okay.
No, I think it was like the first 2 weeks. Then she put it up on streaming. Speaking of Taylor Swift, this 80s music icon that I'm a big fan of, Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys, riled up a lot of the Swifties and got them heated because of his comments on Taylor Swift. He was being interviewed It's with The Guardian, a very respectable publication, not mm-hmm. some trashy outlet. And he says, Taylor Swift sort of fascinates me as a phenomenon because she's so popular. And I sort of quite like the whole thing. But then when I listen to the records for a phenomenon as big as she is, where are the famous songs? What's Taylor Swift's Billie Jean? I could instantly think off the top of my head at least 10 massive Taylor Swift songs.
Shake It Off would be Billie Jean. If you just said, what's her Billie Jean? It'd Shake It Off.
That's what the journalist actually responded with. Interesting that you would say of all her songs.
That's the biggest hit.
Is it? Shake It Off?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What do you think her biggest hit is?
By what metric? Weeks at number one on the Hot 100?
Forget about metric. You don't need metrics. It's a feel. It's a no. It's all this thing that I talk about.
I think Blank Space was a bigger hit.
Nah.
Yeah.
Then Shake It Off. The whole world was shaking it off. Shake It Off. They played it to everything. Football games, everything and anything. And it was a whole moment, movement kind of thing. I don't think she's had a bigger song.
Love Story even. I don't know.
Love Story could have been if it was later on in the Taylor game, but it was early in the game. So like if Love Story would have come out around the Shake It Off era, maybe. But Shake It Off's her biggest hit.
Fine. That's what the journalist said. And he said, and then Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys said, I listened to that the other day and it's not Billie Jean.
Yeah.
I like the fact that it brings all these people together, even multi-generational. But I think the one disappointing thing is the music. Not the lyrics, the music.
Hey, listen, that's what we're inadvertently been saying.
On just this album, though.
No, you've said it on... Well, you didn't like Folklore Everlong.
Yes, yes, yes.
These are albums that didn't garner big hits, and I think that's what he's talking about. Like, I keep saying, yes, she has a lot of fans, but that doesn't mean it permeates to the regular people. My mom doesn't know a song. I don't think anybody knows a song off this album. I hate to say it. There's no hits. And that's the difference. And that's what he's talking about. And I don't think he's being insulting. I think he's just pointing it out. Like there's no Pet Shop Boys. They had a couple big hits that are still played ad nauseum on the 80s radio every 5 minutes.
Taylor's had way more hits than Pet Shop Boys ever did.
Oh, my God. Without question. What do they have? Two? Three?
Three.
But the point is what he's saying is big hits. Big, long-lasting, gonna be played forever hits. And maybe they're Shake It Off, You Belong With Me. There is only a handful of those.
Cruel Summer.
Cruel Summer. That's one that I think could stick around forever. Love Story.
Style.
Blank Space.
Delicate.
Style. You're getting too deep. Those aren't going to stick around forever. Those are B hits.
No, Smile. Style was actually a long-lasting hit.
Style is my favorite Taylor Swift song, probably. And I would still say it's not. I played it to my radio partner. He never heard of it. So, I mean, it's not. You're a groupie. And it's. I'm talking about regular people. Regular people.
It went number one on
Pop Radio.
Oh, who cares
number one? Something always has to be number one. It doesn't matter. It's just not as big as a number one used to mean.
You know how radio works.
Forget radio. I'm not talking about radio. Who gives a shit how radio works? Let's pretend radio doesn't exist. Okay, it's gone. It's about everybody knowing something outside of the fan base. None of these songs, Style, most people don't know unless
yes, they
listen
do.
To pop. No, they don't. Unless they listen right, to whatever. Pop radio. Go pull your mom right now and play Style for her and ask her if she knows.
She doesn't know any fucking song.
There you go. There's my point. Ask her if she knows Billie Jean.
Yeah, that's from 30 years
ago. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Jesus.
Does she know Miley Cyrus Flowers?
No. Well, she knows that one, yeah. Yes.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay,
she
that's my
that
point.
One.
That's my only point I'm trying to make. When I talk about hits, I'm talking about something bigger than anything. It permeates every corner of pop culture, culture in general.
There are maybe 3 to 5 of those songs a year.
If,
yeah.
Then she doesn't have a lot of them is all that he's saying.
I disagree. You're both wrong.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Justin Bieber took a massive dump over the weekend.
What?
A photo dump. Oh. He unloaded a ton of photos on his Instagram. It's refreshing that some people still use Instagram for photos. I like that. Mm-hmm. But he's got fans worried because he uploaded multiple photos of himself crying and looking emotional, mm-hmm. and also smoking weed. And my question is, could the two be related? Does marijuana, if you smoke a lot, does that make you emotional? Does that make you cry? I don't know.
Is it a depressant? Like, alcohol is a depressant. Weed's a depressant, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never been a weed person.
Me neither.
Some people, instead of getting mellow, they get anxious and paranoid.
No, a lot of people do. That's why a lot of people don't smoke weed. That's me. Same thing. I freak out. I mean, just completely, it's not good for me. You know, I have to leave where I am. I'll go home and go to bed.
Oh, yeah. And then I can't sleep. It wakes me up in the middle of the night.
Start spinning and the whole thing, like I spin on when I smoke. Yeah, fuck that. I'm just not into that. I need harder drugs.
Well, I actually think Bieber crying is a good thing. Hopefully that means he's working through some issues and dealing with his emotions, and he's not afraid of sharing it. It's like, you know, it's a very machista thing that men don't show emotions, but I think showing emotions is a good thing, even though a lot of dudes are roasting him for these pictures.
Well, that's the internet. Whatever.
Yeah, so I'm not too worried about it. And his wife is very supportive. She commented on it saying, I forget the exact comment, something like, such a pretty crier, something like that.
Yeah, and to me, how you're painting it, I didn't see the pictures, obviously, but this doesn't sound like a cry for help. This almost sounds very cathartic, and I'm just sharing my life like a normal person would. Yeah, so I don't, like you, I'm not really that concerned.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are concerned about Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, I guess this now gives important context. I was going to originally just talk about this, but then I saw some breaking news before we recorded the podcast. The context is, on Friday, we found out that Britney Spears has reached an agreement with her father. She was taking legal action against him, alleging that throughout the course of the conservatorship, where he was her conservator, that he misappropriated her funds and took advantage of her and spent her hard-earned money incorrectly and on things that he shouldn't have. That was the allegation. Mm-hmm. Well, Britney has agreed to settle with her father, and she is going to get refunded from him nothing. $0. In fact, per the agreement, Britney has to pay Jamie Spears' legal bills, which cost $2 million.
You're kidding.
No. And according to TMZ, if we are to believe them, Britney's own legal bills in relation to all of this cost her $4 million. Jeez. So now she's out of pocket $6 million and not getting anything back, and
Wow.
My initial theory before I even heard today's breaking news was maybe she just did not have the finances to keep this going. And I think that's exactly the case. In fact, that is the case. That's what today's report claims. TMZ says that Britney is on the brink of going broke and struggling financially. And, you know, erratic and all this bullshit. It's definitely like planted by somebody trying to make her look like she needs to be on a conservatorship again, which I don't think. Let her blow through all her money if that's what she wants to do. Let her, you know,
I don't think so.
Let her be a free woman. Most people with severe, as I've said repeatedly, most people with severe mental health issues, the overwhelming majority, 95% of them are not in conservatorships. So why should she?
Because they can't afford to take care of themselves like she can. And that's the answer to your question. She can. She can afford to have someone watch her money or at least give the appearance to her that she's not in a quote conservative.
She could do that now if she wanted to.
She's a loon. She's not going to be able to do that. She can't see left from right. Why can't you understand that? That's what her family's been screaming for fucking a decade. She is not in the right state of mind to make these decisions. So you know what? We'll let you make your decisions. So now she's blown through, what'd you say, $6 million fucking dollars? In dumb fees, fighting a family member. And at the end of the day, he's like, I don't have anything to give you. This is what sucks. It's not like she's out there at least having fun.
Well, she is. She is. I've said this before. And then basically TMZ and I must have the same sources because I've said on the podcast, Britney goes on vacation a lot. Boom. This article this morning in TMZ mentions that.
Does she? Okay. Well, then to me, it's like, I don't see her like jet streaming here, there.
Okay. Okay. TMZ says every few months she goes to French Polynesia because it's so far away, because of where she stays,
really?
Because she's flying private jet, because of the security team that she takes. Every trip to French Polynesia that she takes, $1 million. $1 million every trip. And in addition to that, she goes to Hawaii once a month. Every trip to Hawaii, the fancy hotel, the private jet, security team, about $350,000.
She could just buy a house there for like $3 million.
She could.
I mean, she doesn't need to be flying Southwest there.
I think she likes staying in a hotel though.
Yeah, maybe. It's probably easier when you don't do things for yourself. When's the last time she's done anything for herself?
But here's my counter argument. She needs a new manager. If she had a good manager and they saw that she's struggling financially, they could generate cash for her quickly and easily with little involvement from her.
If she's willing to work some.
She doesn't need to work. A good manager would find ways to get her cash.
There's merch and there's, you know, yeah, vinyl and there's probably, yeah, things, but she's not on the hot tip right now.
Doesn't matter. She still has such a passionate fan base.
Those people are probably already floating her lifestyle is what I'm getting at. Like, I'm sure there's still loot coming in. I'm sure there's got to be.
And there could be more.
But look, here's the whole problem. She had someone, blood relative, monitoring all of this because you can't trust anybody else, the Sam Lufties of the world and everybody else who also took advantage of her because of her state of mind. Okay. So then she all of a sudden thinks, oh my God, they're against me. And her fucking nitwit fans think the same thing. And he's like, I put my hands up. All right. Like you just said, if you want to go out there and blow through fucking all of it, go ahead. It's not going to end well. And that's exactly where we are. I do think, yes, put her back in a fucking conservatorship. Like someone that cares about her, step up. It's not going to be a manager. They're interested in her money. They're sharks. They all are. They're all interested in getting paid. No one's going to be doing it for fucking free. So that's where we are with this. And unfortunately, that's what the dad's been saying all along. But all of her fucking moronic fans pushed that right out the fucking door with her and these thoughts.
Well, no, that conservatorship was far too oppressive.
Oh, it says her, Perez. As not anybody else, says her. Now we see what's happened now that she's in charge. It's all disappearing. It's all going to be gone. You can't go at this rate paying lawyers this much and going on vacation that much. Like it's someday Amex is going to come knocking on the door like, hey, we want our payment. It's not endless money.
But still, like I said, a good manager could sell
this, make
that.
A good manager is going to want his cut, and God knows how up and up they're going to be. You're right. There should be somebody good out there. But listen, if I'm a manager, do I want to take on that? Do I want to take on the, she's going to turn against me anyhow and say that, you know, I was barbaric to her and this and that. I fucking stand away from that with a 10-foot pole. Like, I don't want anything to do with that. I believe that's what already happened. And that's why the family stepped in. So this whole thing is just a vicious cycle. This is how it's going to end up. You said it was going to end up this way. Want her to blow her all or her money?
I don't want that.
No. You just said if she wants to blow all her money, then let her. Well, that's what she's done. Now everybody's like, well, she should have done this. No. You guys all wanted her to blow her fucking money. You didn't want anybody in charge in her family. So here we are.
How do I want to phrase this? I'm an intuit. Okay. I'm not joking. Listen, I truly, deeply have grave concern that if she's put in another conservatorship, she might take her own life.
That's insane. And you don't know what you're talking about.
I do.
Conservatorship, that you act like they've got her chained in a rubber room.
Do you not remember hearing her in her own words
when she testified in her own mind?
The mind is, that's what she feels. Then that's how she feels. And then that is a real possibility.
Broke. Nothing. There'll be nothing.
Well, wishing the best for her. I don't know what else to fucking say right now. Let's talk about Doja Cat and lighten things up, okay?
Someone you really love.
I don't. I actually am so disgusted at her comments and behavior. Her repeated disregard and disdain for her fans is repugnant to me. Doja Cat must have seen some children at her show. She's on tour, and she felt compelled to send a message to all of her fans that are such good fans that are going to see her in concert. She says, quote, on Twitter, "I don't know what the fuck you think this is, but I don't make music for children. So leave your kids at home, motherfucker. I'm rapping about cum. Why are you bringing your offspring to my show?"
She has a point.
Rapping about eating dick and pissing on his V-cut. Leave your mistake at home.
Oh my God.
I don't find that funny.
I find it fucking hilarious. It's completely on brand for who she is, what she raps about, what she talks about. Quite frankly, she's got a fucking point.
What's the point? Why are you going to judge or shame a parent? Like, I don't give a fuck what music my kids listen to. I let my kids watch horror films. I would take them to a Doja Cat show if I didn't think she was a miserable human being.
Well, if you know that that's what she's rapping about.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
Okay, well, that's you and you've got your right to do that. But if it's set up that that's who she is and what she is.
Other parents clearly have no issue with it either. They've taken their kids.
They don't have issue with it either.
And if she has such issue with it, then she should fucking put on the ticket 18 plus.
It's just on brand. That's all.
It is on brand and it grosses me out. I hate it. I don't hate her. I think it's funny. I don't find it amusing.
I find it very amusing.
All right. Gisele Bündchen went very viral in Miami. She was pulled over by a police officer for driving erratically. And luckily for her, Tom Brady's ex-wife got a warning. She didn't get a ticket. And she explained to the police officer why she was driving erratically. She says, "Thank you," after he just gave her a warning. "I was just trying to stay away from that guy, a paparazzo that was following her." The police officer said there's nothing he can do to stop him from doing his job and taking photos. She says, "I know, but he's like stalking me." And then she just started crying. "I'm so tired. Everywhere I go, I have these fucking guys after me. Nothing protects me. It's like I can't do nothing. I just want to live my life." And the police officer said, "I can't prevent them from doing their job, which is to take pictures." Yeah. Anyways, two things can be true at the same time. Mm-hmm. I think the police officer could have handled that better. He didn't ask pertinent questions like, was the photographer driving illegally?
Well, it sounds like he witnessed it, Perez. He doesn't need to ask questions. Okay. He witnessed what he witnessed and he didn't see anybody else. And that was her rap and her excuse.
I still think the police officer could have handled it better, okay?
His job is to police and not butt into her situation. I mean, she's allowed to say what she wants, but he just witnessed what he witnessed.
Well, the mayor of the beachside town agrees with me and the mayor thinks the police officer officer could have handled it better also.
Yeah.
I watched the body cam footage.
Oh, okay. Could you see what he saw?
No, I didn't watch the before. I just watched after he pulled her over.
I'm just wondering what more this guy could have done. It's like not his job to babysit celebrities. And listen, I get it. It's very taxing to be chased around by paparazzo constantly. I've been in the situation before because being around it. It is taxing, and these people drive dangerously and have no care for your safety or even theirs. They just want their money and their picture. So I understand her being upset about it, but at the end of the day, if he doesn't witness it, it's not his job to go investigate that.
All right, here's my part two. While I think the police officer could have handled it better, I also think Gisele Bündchen needs to stop crying and get a fucking security guard or team.
Or take a fucking car.
Yeah.
Take an SUV. You know, you don't need to drive.
Or a driver. Yeah, she doesn't need a security guard.
Just get in a blacked out SUV and nobody will chase after you because nobody will know you're in it.
But it's probably better to have a security guard that can also be a driver. I think it's, she just needs a little bit more than a driver. She needs a bodyguard.
Look, I get her wanting to live her life and drive around too. I mean, it's a freedom that everyone should have and not be bothered constantly. But like I said, you know, there's trade-offs for being a celebrity, and this is one of them.
Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres was in Los Angeles recently doing stand-up, and she addressed all of the controversy regarding her last season on The Ellen Show.
Really?
Yes. She says that amidst the toxic workplace scandal that she became, quote, the most hated person in America. All right. Talk about exaggerating. Please, Ellen. Please. But listen, like I said with Britney, that's probably how she felt. She felt like the most hated person. The brain isn't always rational. Feelings don't always make sense. That's just how you feel. You feel like the whole world is against you.
It's also her trying to be funny. I'm the most hated person in America. It's kind of a... I don't think she's that out of touch where she actually thought that. But I'm sure, to your point, she was affected by everything.
Yeah,
she was at one point seen as like the most lovely, the nice friendliest, girl,
yeah.
nicest
the be
person.
Kind woman. Yeah.
Kind, right, exactly. So I'm sure that was a bitter pill to swallow, being one and then a lot of the public thinking you're the other.
She claims she was, quote, kicked out of show business, that she did not like how the final season of The Ellen Show played out. She says, quote, the hate went on for a long time and I would try to avoid looking at the news. The Be Kind Girl wasn't kind. That was the headline. Then she also did a Q&A, which was cool, during her stand-up set, and somebody asked about all the drama and specifically how she used to dance on her show and if she would dance to escape the tough times at home. And she says, no, it's hard to dance when you're crying. She says, I'm making jokes about what happened to me, but it was devastating.
I'm sure it was.
It took a long time for me to want to do anything again.
Well, I've always been Team Ellen.
Me too.
I think the people around her, well, no, you weren't.
That's not true.
You were like taking the side of those fucking crybabies that worked for her because she told them they were fucking terrible at their job because they probably were.
No, but I said it wasn't her doing these things. No, it wasn't her doing these things. It was the producers of her show.
Well, you said ultimately she's in charge of it. It's on her.
Did I say that? I don't think I said that.
I think you did. And if you need me to go back and dig it up, I will.
Yeah, fucking dig it up.
I love homework.
I didn't say that.
You are not Team Ellen. I mean, you
I
were
was
very
Team
scathing
Ellen.
Towards
that
her.
Is
you're
not
so
true.
Full of shit.
You are making things up.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I was the you and I had fights about this where I was like,
ridiculous.
I'm so tired of these whiny bitches, these celebrity kids that get jobs on these shows that want to have sunshine blown up their ass. You don't remember any of this?
No, I remember that. And
oh, I had to work 6 hours today.
I did a terrible job.
And, you know, I was told to do something and I did it wrong. But you know what? At least I showed up.
I did not agree with your rap on that, but
bullshit.
I never said, all right, whatever. Let's keep it moving.
Somebody will dig it up.
All right, fine. We've got a lot of shows still. Russell Brand, the ex-husband of Katy Perry and former comedian turned political commentator, mm-hmm. who a few months ago was accused by multiple women of sexual assault, rape, very serious allegations. He announced Friday that he is converting and he is getting baptized, or he ended up getting baptized yesterday.
Wow.
That just screams to me he wants a new audience. And he's also really nervous about going to prison. Both of those.
Are there charges currently pending against him?
They're still in the investigation.
Oh, they're still doing that. Okay, so he hasn't been charged with anything.
No. All right, a couple of updates. Kylie Jenner seemingly is responding to those rumors that she might be pregnant by posting a photo of her with a very flat tummy. Now I even more believe that she is pregnant. Now I absolutely think she's just trying to throw us off because she's posted fake photo or photos from the past before, as I've said. So she's pregnant. I'm just calling
She's just playing the game is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, and she's pregnant. Right. Also, Kim Zolciak
Real Housewives of My Balls.
Yeah, former Real Housewives of Atlanta is addressing the controversy after she posted this photo of her and her husband and she wrote hashtag RIP, hashtag link in bio. Uh-huh. She says, it seems everyone in the world is talking about my post. Let's be clear. At no point did I claim Croy, her husband, was dead, nor did I allude to that. In fact, I used a picture of both of us and said RIP. And frankly, the end of my relationship was like a death of sorts. So RIP to that. People also need to get serious. Do you actually think if Croy died, even with all of the issues we've had, my first instinct would be to go to Instagram and post hashtag link in bio with his pic and hashtag RIP attached?
By the way, everything I said on this show.
Anyone who knows me, including my dear fans, know that I'd have more tact and class and compassion than that. She's just desperate. And I get that. I respect that. She is desperate for money. And I wish her all of the money that she can make. Hmm. Also, an update on the feud between Sacha Baron Cohen and Rebel Wilson. As we discussed on the podcast, she made a lot of allegations against him in her new memoir. Well, he was able to get her book publisher to censor her memoir in the UK upon publication there, because according to Sacha Baron Cohen, he presented to them facts that she lied about him. And allegedly, HarperCollins did not fact check that chapter in the book.
Wow.
So interesting.
Well, that leaves her open for lawsuit if that is indeed true.
Yeah.
Which the fact that he at least got it taken away somewhere else already is an admission of guilt. So I don't know. I don't know where this is. He's probably looking at it this way. Who the fuck cares? Because no one gives a shit about her book that nobody's going to fucking read anyhow. But it's just been bad press for him. But at the end of the day, he's probably going, does anyone care or even think it's true? Because I don't. I never did.
He's got enough money that he just wants to see this through.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
And also, I mean, if I had enough money and somebody just straight up lied, I would go hard. If it's a lie. If it's like, okay, there's a disagreement over recollection of events, like she remembers something that sort of happened one way and I remember the other way, then all right, then I wouldn't fucking waste my money. But if it's a straight up fabrication, that's definitely sue-worthy.
You don't need your sterling reputation tarnished.
All right. Some more music news. Normani, remember her from Fifth Harmony?
Of course.
She's been working on her new album, her debut album, for nearly 6 years now. And unfortunately, she released the lead single off the long-awaited debut album, and it didn't even debut on the Spotify charts, even though it got playlisted, you know, like new music playlist or whatever.
Right.
She couldn't even debut, and now she's not expected to debut on the Billboard Hot 100 at all either. Sad.
Hmm.
That Fifth Harmony reunion is looking more and more likely.
Looking tasty.
All right, two more items, and then we'll take a call or two. Eva Longoria is saying adios to the United States and hola to Spain.
Really?
She is selling her Beverly Hills mansion and is moving to Spain with her husband and young son.
Hmm.
Congrats. Awesome. I love Spain. I have not been there in far too long.
I've never been.
Oh my God, you've got to go. It's amazing.
Yeah, here it's beautiful.
Oh.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Call us 800-721-1185. I know you want to chime in and let us know. The question of the hour is, do you think Britney Spears should be placed under another conservatorship? Yes or no? But speaking of Patreon, everybody who signs up at patreon.com/PerezHilton gets exclusive podcasts there. And we've got some new subscribers. So thank you to Gio Munoz, Andrea Claire Norris, Holly Hingorani, Than Ick. God, I hope I said that right. Thank you to Laura Ray Manzotti, Kaya Marquat, Melissa Lewis, Stephanie G, Edith Hernandez, and also Ileana T and Amanda Shania Galloway.
Oh, and this guy Haywood. Haywood, oh. You blow me.
Shut up.
Can we take calls?
All right.
Hi, Booker. Hi, Perez. So my name's stupid. Natalie calling in from Chicago. And I was calling because I had some thoughts on Jennifer Lopez and was wondering if you guys maybe felt the same. So I'm thinking that Jennifer Lopez might feel like she's on the same level as Madonna. And the reason I say that is because Madonna did an arena tour and it was really successful. And I'm pretty sure she was selling out shows. I have lots of friends that went to see Madonna here at the United Center and they said it was crazy and she was phenomenal. And I'm wondering if Jennifer Lopez saw Madonna's successful tour and wanted to replicate that or felt that she was on the same level and could replicate that. Just a thought.
I mean, I don't understand why you're even asking. Jennifer Lopez performed at the Super Bowl halftime show. Mm-hmm. Not many people get that honor. She is one of the biggest pop icons of all time. She's an icon. She's had a lot of hits. Is she struggling at the moment? Yes, but that's fucking show business. Madonna herself has gone through many periods where people strongly dislike her mm-hmm. and attack her.
Cher said the same thing at the iHeart Awards. They were talking about her career, and she just so eloquently broke it down in a minute about being up and down and up and down, and you know, you just keep putting one foot in front of the other. It's part of fame. The meteoric thing typically doesn't stay. The trajectory doesn't always go that direction. Taylor Swift will be knocked down again somehow. Don't know how it's going to happen. It's just part of being famous. You're truly famous when it happens to you. That's where J-Lo is.
And even Taylor gets a lot of hate.
I don't know. The Jen thing is weird. Like seeing the TikTok stuff, it's this weird, she's so vanilla, kind of. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't get involved with anything. She doesn't stand up politically. She's not out there talking about anybody or anything.
A lot of people just don't like her.
Hey, guys. Hey, Booker. Hey, friends. All from New Jersey / New York. And I have to accurately say that both of you are confused. I forget in the context of which, mostly I want to yell at Perez for thinking that something is something. I love you both. I'm usually split 50-50, but I've been listening to Perez way too much on his YouTube channel, and he's trying to get people to subscribe so they can, like, chat him. And you've already shamed me for chatting him too much on the voicemail system.
Brittany's people need to get a hold of Elle from New Jersey, I think. Need to put her to conservatorship.
Oh, shush.
Shush, Elle's shush. The best. You want to do one more call today?
Yeah.
Hi, Booker and Perez. It's Gemma. I'm calling from Australia. I'm a long-time listener, Patreon supporter.
I love you.
I literally just had to pull over on the side of the road because is anyone going to point out the massive contradiction between Booker saying that he loves blind items but hates Taylor Swift's Easter eggs?
Ooh.
Isn't the principle the same? Aren't you looking for something and doing a little quiz in your head?
Ooh. That's good.
People like blind items.
No,
they
you
do.
Said
they
you
like
don't, no, 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 no. You said you liked them. We remember correctly.
I
two
said
against
they're
one.
Fun, but what does one have to do with the other? And if you're into that with Taylor Swift and my favorite color's red and 13's my favorite number and that's when my birthday is, good for you. It doesn't mean I have to be into all of it. I'm not. That's all. Blind items are fun for a lot of people. Make up some shit. Get creative. I don't care. I don't care that Taylor does it either, but not everything
yes, you
is
did.
For me.
You were going hard against them.
I don't know. You want to hear any more of this?
No.
Going hard against what? Blind items or?
No, against the Taylor Easter eggs.
No, I just am tired of everything has to be that.
It doesn't have to be.
No, it is with her. Everything means something. There's code hidden here. Well, just make good fucking songs.
All right.
That's what I want.
I don't want to repeat myself. Well, we appreciate you all. PerezPodcast.com. Share that link with everybody. We want to get more listeners all over the world. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see some of you Thursday at patreon.com/PerezHilton.
Well said. Take care, everybody.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Bring along the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to add a sprinkle of joy to your workday. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.